You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Roberto Firmino to score and Liverpool to win. Was 29-20, now 7-4. And Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win. Was 19-2, that's been enhanced to 14-1. A big win, Tom, for Liverpool last weekend, with those around them winning. Keeps them a couple of points ahead of City, six ahead of United going into the weekend. West Brom were abysmal in that match last weekend. Liverpool didn't play great, but Roberto Firmino's strike at half-time, or bang on half-time, was good enough. Palace have played some really good football recently, though.
Well, they have, and you know, in the last seven matches, what they've lost one game, they've won five, including, of course, that victory at Stamford Bridge. And you know, I don't think they'll be worried here about going to Liverpool. They've given themselves that little bit of breathing space now, Sam Allardyce's side, so they obviously need to keep, you know, keep picking up the points. But for me, Palace are almost a win or bust side at the moment. You know, I either see them winning or losing quite heavily. But the problems that they've got, really, are probably defensively, because Saka won't be able to play, will he? You know, and he's been absolutely key for them. And Liverpool, you know, all these injuries that they've been having, you know, and key players missing out, you know, the likes of Lallana and Henderson's had problems, Coutinho, Mane. You know, they've motored along pretty nicely of like seven unbeaten. They've won five of those games. But when I'm looking at this match, I see two teams whose strength is still going forward. I know they've made improvements defensively, but you've still got to look at these attacking players. And I think there's a few players in the Palace team, the likes of Townsend, Punchin, and Zaha, who I think will probably want to try and capitalise on being at this stage on Sunday, you know, and prove their worth, really. And I think they could cause Liverpool a few problems. I mean, I'm in half a mind on Sunday, and it would be a real Super Sunday, of backing the Burnley Palace double. because, you know, I look at Liverpool and I still look at the goals here. I mean, I'm either going to play Palace or I'm going to look for goals here. They've conceded in 12 of the last 14 matches, Liverpool. One clean sheet in nine. But they've scored in 16 of the last 18 at Anfield. And when you look at Palace and you look at their record away from home, scoring and conceding, it matches up pretty similarly for me. So the both teams to score play at 8-11, I think, is decent. But you know what, I'm going to take Palace here, and I'm going to take Palace plus a goal at 8-5. I think this could be one that maybe Liverpool stumble in, and I still think Palace are the form side, and at big prices, I want to be backing them. So I'm going to take Palace at plus a goal at 8-5.
They have been good at home in the Premier League, Liverpool. You look at their last 24 games in the Premier League, they've lost just one of those, but they do fail to keep clean sheets as well, only seven clean sheets in that run. Derek, this is a game that I can see being very entertaining and end-to-end. That's my gut feeling about this.
Yes, it probably will be. Liverpool shouldn't have kept the clean sheet last week against West Brom. In all those games where they've conceded goals, they should have conceded a couple last week. It was an incredibly good performance by Liverpool. Didn't get the respect and acclaim it deserved. You know, because it was one of those grind-out victories that Liverpool have never been capable of. And they've won at West Brom, they've won at Stoke in recent weeks. They're two tough games, games that Liverpool in previous seasons would have lost. And there's something I'm liking about Liverpool now. I've been loath to back them at odds on because they're so prone to howlers. But they seem to have got that out of the system now, and they're not making any mistakes. They're picking up, they're actually winning games like a title-winning side would do. Now, it's too far for that, they're too far behind for that. But still, you know, I'm liking what I'm seeing. And the thing about Palace, you look at, you know, when Allardyce took over, you thought, he's taking over a good side there. You look at the players they've got. There's no way they're going down. And I think he lost three of his first four games, and it was all gloom and doom. But since then, they're only playing like they should do, Palace, in my eyes at the moment.
Yeah,
they've had a couple of bad results in that time. And one thing about Allardyce is this is why he keeps sides up. He picks and chooses his games, I think. This is his MO. And they've got a couple of easy games at home in to come. I think it's against Hull and somebody else who's crap. I can't remember who. Between now and the end of the season. They only need one more win, basically, to seal survival. I think he'll be picking them. I don't think he'll be picking this game. I think he's going to give his team a bit of a day off in this. And I think Liverpool will win this well. I mean, Saka can't play. We know that. Well, everybody who's watching at Anfield knew that anyway. I mean, you know, the fact that he's improved Palace since he went there shows you how bad Palace were beforehand, because Saka, in my eyes, is not a footballer. I think he's an absolute disgrace on the ball. But there you go. I've said that against about a few players. I've got to go for Liverpool. I've opposed them in recent weeks as Stoke and West Brom and been made to look an absolute dummy. I'm not opposing them this time around. I think it's actually a fair price, you know, Liverpool to beat Palace 1-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.